He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is 10-10-18. October the 10th, 2018. October has been known to be a volatile month in the stock market. And October has come in with a roar. We're watching Hurricane Michael, which could be the worst hurricane to ever hit the Florida panhandle, just to the south of us here. And we're watching Hurricane Wall Street this morning, where the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 270 points. Boy, my cash level is rising dramatically, as I have very strategic sell stops planted here and there to protect profits, and several of them have fired this morning. The Dow is at 26,163. You got to have a sell discipline. The S&P 500 is down 31 points to 2849. The NASDAQ is down 1.8% this morning, down 138 points. I've lost many, several NASDAQ-related stocks here this morning. Russell 2000, faring the best. The small caps are down 0.5%. They're at 1613. What is going on? Well, we'll get to it here in a moment. Be patient. Crude oil down 62 cents to 74.34. Gold down $1.70. 11.89. I don't see the bond market really misbehaving that much today. Seems like kind of a silly sell-off. I'm pretty sure it was the PPI report that came in a little hotter. Now all of a sudden there's fear of inflation, but the bond market not reacting. It's at 3.22% right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting today from Charleston, South Carolina, home of Nikki Haley, former governor who resigned yesterday as the secretary to the UN, United Nations. Word is she's got a little financial trouble. Her husband works for the South Carolina National Guard. And they've racked up some credit card debt. I don't know what it is all about, but she's pretty popular down here in South Carolina. We're in our five-day slide in the market in another very volatile session as earnings season is now underway. We've only had two companies report so far, but the market seems to be scared to death of inflation this morning when there seems to not be any such thing. Well, let's dig into it. Let's dissect it. Let's stay calm. Let's see what's going on here. I reported yesterday that my cash level was up to 35%. That was as of yesterday morning. I'm going to guess I'm up around 40 or 50 right now. I will report on that probably tomorrow when the dust settles, when the trades settle, when the stocks are allocated to the trades that have been done here already this morning as sell stops triggering at Gunderson Capital Management. Well, yesterday PPG let off earnings season. We talked about that. And they blamed higher input cost. In other words, rising commodity prices for them. And in this case, PPG, which is a paint, glass, chemical company, pretty much linked to the oil markets, petroleum. And, of course, we've seen oil rise to $75 per barrel. They also blamed weakness in China because of the ongoing trade war. So those are two Achilles heels that we'll be watching That's 498. We had another S&P 500 company report this morning. We'll get to that in a minute. But yesterday it was PPG. PPG is actually up a little bit here this morning. But yesterday it was down 10 or 11%. Not a good way to start earnings season. One down, 499 to go. All right. We also had the 10-year yield yesterday close at, let's see, 3.22%, I want to say. Let me get to that. The bond market was closed on Monday. Yeah, closed at 3.23% yesterday. So it's kind of settled in a little bit. It's would probably be up today, but it's being offset by a flight to safety, buying of bonds. But otherwise, it would probably be up today because of a little bit hotter than expected core PPI report. Now, I didn't think it was that hot myself. Came in at 0.2. That's nothing. That works out to a 2.6% inflation rate year over year. We've had a 2.6 rise in inflation. That's not all that hot, but the market seems to be really nervous about something right now. I just wonder if maybe, markets can be manipulated. A lot of these hedge fund guys can get together and say, there's a big election coming up in November with 30 days to go, 3 weeks to go. The stock market has been on the side of the conservatives and Trump. If we can knock the stock market down before the election, maybe that will help. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. That's a theory. Michael transforms into a Category 4 storm. The pressure, barometric pressure, is dropping precipitously in Panama City, Florida. That could be having something to do with the market here. What will that do to the economy? What will that do to oil prices? What will that do to insurers, power providers, hospitals, livestock, crop producers, generator manufacturers, building stocks? The remnants of Hurricane Michael expected to come through Charleston, where I'm at, tomorrow. Today it's not a bad day, a little breezy, a little rain, but tomorrow we're supposed to see some more rain. We've got we're at a crossroads for the bond and equity markets right now. Equities selling off as the bonds have risen here suddenly. But today they're behaving themselves okay. And as I said yesterday, PPG did not help. In the meantime, President Trump is complaining that the Fed is raising rates too quickly. What do you think? Is the economy too hot right now? Is inflation in the mix? I'm not seeing it here in the PPI, but of course the Fed is very precautionary. They do preemptive strikes with their rate hikes. They've already done 3 this year, a quarter point each. CD investors are happy. Bond holders are getting crushed, and now it's starting to spill over to the stock market and may cool off the economy. Well, Trump says he doesn't like it. He says they need to slow down. According to President Trump, the U.S. economy doesn't have a problem with inflation, and the Fed is moving too quickly to keep prices from rising too much, he said. Well, they seem poised, regardless of President Trump thinks, to raise interest rates again in December. Now, yesterday, the 10-year got as high as 3.26. Right now, it's at 3.22. Well, I've been predicting that before long, it's just a matter of time, before the 30-year mortgage rate tops 5%, and it did. 5.05% is now the asking price for a good credit quality investor to get into a 30-year mortgage. What impact will this have on the consumer? If you've got an ARM, an adjustable rate mortgage, and your interest rates start drifting higher, does that put less buying power in your pocket? Certainly does. Everything we pay out to the lender is money that doesn't go into the economy. And as I mentioned on Monday, credit card rates, lending, borrowing rates to borrow, to buy an automobile, to charge, to put things on layaway for the holidays, that's all going up, which could put a pinch, a little bit of one. That's another Achilles heel we'll be listening for here as companies report earnings. What impact are rising interest rates having on their individual company? Well, you'll never guess who's getting into the cannabis business. You'll never guess. Oh, go ahead, guess. I'll tell you when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson on a rocky day. Hurricane warnings on Wall Street and in Panama City. What are we to do? We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And let's just look. Boy, the one that stands out to me, NVIDIA is down, 4.2% right now. Let's see. Tesla's down another 4.3%. Adobe, which I don't own, is down 3.4%. Texas Instruments down 3.3%. Netflix is down another 3%. But I don't own that one anymore. What else sticks out here to me? Let's look at over at the S&P 500. All right, that was the NASDAQ. There are some stocks up today. I have a couple that are up today. That's good. Let's see. On the S&P 500, Tiffany down 7.4%. NVIDIA down 4.2%. We mentioned that. Salesforce down 3.8%. Under Armour down. It's pretty orderly. It's not like it's one stock that's getting crushed or anything like that. It's just kind of across the board. Let's look at the Dow. They're holding up a lot better here than the higher flyer, the high flying stocks. Let's see the biggest losers in the Dow. Nike. 3.3%, Intel 2.3%, Microsoft 2.3%. Up today, defensive stocks, Verizon's up 1%, Home Depot's up 1%, Johnson & Johnson's up 0.6%, even Coca-Cola up 0.4% today. So that's how it's going here so far. Well, would you invest in this? Well, let's first get to interest rates, okay? We continue to keep our eye on Italian interest rates. I listed them in my newsletter last week, and I'll start to track that. One measure is the gaps. We have the yield curve here in America where we compare the 2-year with the 10-year. Right now that yield curve is it's been steepening lately, which is a good sign for the economy. In Italy, they compare the German bond, which is considered to be one of the safest bonds in the world, rock solid, with the Italian. At one point, Italian bonds, during the big crisis, remember the big European debt crisis back in 2012 with the so-called Club Med stocks, Spain, Italy, Portugal, the pigs, it was, Greece. Well, the spread between the German Bund and the Italian bonds got up to 400 basis points. Well, it's not there yet, but we're going to keep our eye on that. Italian Deputy Premier Matteo Salvini is absolutely sure the spread between Italian and German bonds won't widen to the 400 basis points we saw. In the meantime, European stocks, the European stock market, the European economy just does not look very good. I look at a chart of VGK, which is a European ETF, and it continues to hit new lows for the year. Let's take a look at the emerging markets. How are they doing today? VWO, which continues to really struggle, down about 12% year to date. I have no exposure to the emerging markets. It's down another 1.4% today. That's VWO, which is a $54 billion ETF. Very low fees, run by Vanguard, but that continues to get clobbered. Let's check in on China today. FXI. It's down 1.1%. It seems to have found some support. We'll see. Only time will tell, but it's been holding a support level here for about 3 months. But leading Chinese stocks like Alibaba, Tencent Holdings, they continue to just get crushed, okay? If you don't have a sell discipline, you're going to get run over by a bulldozer at some point in time. And many of those investors are now getting run over by said bulldozer. All right, well, let's take a look at what else we have going on here. We have a lot going on. Uber plans a $1 billion junk bond offering. $1.5 billion. Would you buy, my question to you is, would you buy a $1.5 billion junk bond offering? Would you participate? They're selling $1.5 billion with a 7.5% yield over the next 5 years. And if you want a little more, you can buy the 8-year note and you get an 8% return on your money. Now that's if Uber's able to pay that money back in 8 years. High yield bonds, let's check in on them today because they are also a proxy for the risk on stocks. They're looking ugly. HYG is down 0.3%. It's had a massive sell-off here since interest rates started to rise. I don't know what the appetite. I'm sure they'll sell those junk bonds. When the appetite was really strong for junk bonds, Tesla came out with a huge offering. They have been under heavy pressure. The people that bought those Tesla junk bonds, last time I looked, they were down about 10% from where folks bought them. Uber's not even a publicly traded stock yet. I think I'll take a pass on those junk bonds. Let's check in on another junk ETF, which is junk, JNK. It's down 0.3%. Let's check in on the long-term bond market, which had a pretty good day yesterday, a little bounce. It's down another 0.5% today. This is the long U.S. Treasury, which is now down about 11 to 12% on the year. I'm going to pass on that $1.5 billion junk bond offering. I know that yield looks pretty juicy at 7.5%. I can't get that at my local bank, but I'll take a pass. Enbridge, ENB, gas pipeline ruptured north of Prince George, British Columbia, causing a massive fire in a rural area and forcing the evacuation of 100 members of a First Nation community. ENB says emergency crews are depressurizing two natural gas transmission lines in the vicinity. The cause of the incident, sometimes it's sabotage, a lot of times it's sabotage, is still under investigation. Okay, who's getting into the cannabis business next? Here's a stock that jumped with glee yesterday, and it's up again today, bucking the overall trend of the market. Yesterday, Walmart. With Canada on the verge of becoming the first major economy to legalize recreational marijuana, I thought they've already done that. I think it has to be approved by Congress or something, but they're going to do it. Walmart's Canadian unit is exploring the possibility of selling cannabis-based items. They'll have a little dispensary in the back of the store, but has no immediate plans to carry CBD products at this time. Walmart was up 3% yesterday on the news, and it's up another 0.5%. The stock is jumping for joy here. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free four-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. The market's calming down a little bit here after a rocky open. It's still rocky. Rocky and Bullwinkle hour. I'm Bullwinkle, I guess, but it has calmed down a little bit. Well, according to Bloomberg, this one I'll believe. A lot of times I get fake news from Bloomberg. I see Mr. Bloomberg changed his registration from Republican to Democrat. When was he ever a Republican? Anyways, Bloomberg is reporting that investors are taking record amounts of cash out of large cap, municipal bond, and real estate investment trust ETFs. Well, I said to take large amounts. In fact, I told you to sell everything out of municipal bonds over 1 year ago, and they've been slaughtered since then. And of course, REITs, real estate investment trust, are bond proxies. How is VNQ holding up? That's my ETF that I keep an eye on. VNQ continues to slide as interest rates continue to rise. That's a REIT ETF. About $2.7 billion or 12% of assets were pulled out of the $18.3 billion iShares Russell 1000 ETF. That's a large cap ETF. On Monday, that happened on Monday, its largest outflow since it began 18 years ago. The ETF tracks the Russell 1000 index, made up of the largest 1,000 companies in the Russell 3000 index. That's one. Okay, number two, an outflow of $464 million from the iShares REIT ETF was its biggest outflow, amounting to about 19% of assets. Well, let's take a look. That is ICF. I would not own REITs or REIT funds at the current time. Yeah, ICF has also been drifting. It's corrected by about 5% over the last month or so. And lastly, if you think you're safe in municipal bonds, well, if you're going to hold them to maturity, that's a different matter. But most people own munis through tax-exempt bond ETFs, like Vanguard's, very large. In fact, it's the third largest municipal bond ETF. They experienced an outflow of $25 million on Monday. Where's that money going? The largest since the $3.6 billion fund started 3 years ago. Investors also yanked a record amount last week from BlackRock's $9.5 billion iShares National Muni Bond Fund. It's the largest muni ETF. Let's check in on MUB. MUB. Oh. Oh, that's an ugly chart. That is really not a good chart at all. That's the Muni Bond Index, MUB, which is the largest muni bond ETF. It currently sports a yield of 2.4%, but it's down about 3 or 4% here recently. So there goes your yield wiped out by a loss in principal. I continue to have zero exposure. And I haven't had for over a year and a half, to the interest rate sensitive bond market. Should we listen to Bill Ackman? His fund is down 25% here to date. I don't know. He calls Starbucks one of the greatest businesses in the world as he revealed his stake in the coffee chain today. The activist investor kept it pretty simple in explaining the upside potential, pointing to the big runway in China and coffee's popularity with teenagers. Is that a good thing? I don't know. This is an extremely dominant business. My problem is that it's slow. It was a really dominant business, but the growth has slowed down considerably at Starbucks, and the investor of this and putting this art is down 25%. His Pershing Square hedge fund is down 25% year to date. But suffice it to say, he's loading up on Starbucks here. I don't know if that's such a great find there. Meanwhile, let's go back to Bloomberg for a minute. They're the ones that reported that Supermicro, SMCI hardware, alleged that a U.S. telecom discovered manipulated hardware in its servers. Well, now they're claiming it's a telecom. First, they said it was Apple. There was no corroborating evidence there. Then they said it was Amazon. There was no corroborating evidence there. Now they're saying it was a major U.S. telecom. But you've already had denials from Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint, CenturyLink, Comcast, Cox. So who would it be? Bloomberg. Well, they're going to stick with the story. Supermicro closed the day down 15% yesterday on this story, and they're now down 42% from their October 3rd close. Maybe Mr. Bloomberg's got a big short position. I don't think he would resort to that. But there seems to be no corroborating evidence whatsoever. And now Bloomberg is changing their story. It wasn't Apple. It wasn't Amazon. It was a telecom somewhere. And all the telecoms are denying it today. We've got a deal today. TransDigm is buying Easterline. That's a pretty big deal, actually. TransDigm is an aerospace company. It's an $18 billion aerospace company, and it's about to become much bigger. They're headquartered in Cleveland, Ohio. They are buying Easterline today, another merger here. Easterline is up 30%. All right, let's look at the app. Let's see if there are any clues. What's the momentum grade on ESL out of Bellevue, Washington? That's home to a lot of my clients up there in Seattle. Let's just take a look if there was any clues that Easterline was about to be bought out. Well, no, I can't find Easterline in my database. There it is. Easterline ESL had a momentum grade yesterday at B-, and it was ranked number 664 in the app. So they kept that one pretty quiet. Usually there's some unusual action in stocks before they get bought out. I've always wondered how that can be. I thought they're supposed to keep all of that quiet. American Airlines dives 6.5% to a new two-year low on oil cost. Well, there's another sector to avoid right now. I don't own any airline stocks. I wouldn't own any airline stocks. American Airlines is hitting a new 52-week low. Now, that's part of the transportation sector. The railroads are hitting new highs. The airlines are hitting new lows. Let's check in on Alibaba. Analysts lower. I talked to a guy yesterday. He says, what should I do with my Alibaba? I said, you should have talked to me back in February or March, whenever. I sold it at a much higher price than where it's at today. They are caught up smack dab in the middle of this war of words and war of all kinds of things going on between the U.S. and China. Barclays analyst Gregory Zhao drops his Alibaba target from 225 to 210. But his rating stays at overweight. Now, you know what that means? He's saying you should have a bigger chunk of Alibaba in your portfolio than average, than normal. In the meantime, the stock continues to get crushed. It's gone from 212 back in May to 141. That's $70 a share. It's lost 33% of its value in several months. And he's maintaining his overweight rating. So if you think that these big wirehouse firms like Barclays or Deutsche Bank, in fact, Deutsche Bank is sticking with their buy recommendation. Han Joon Kim at Deutsche Bank sticks with his buy recommendation on Alibaba. KeyBank is also sticking with theirs. Wait, Raymond James has a strong buy on the stock. Morgan Stanley has a strong buy, and SunTrust has a buy. And you're counting on these guys to warn you about the next bear market? Alibaba's lost 33% of its value since February. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll get to a good stock, okay? I found one. There's one. When we come back, it's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio hour on another rocky day in the market, and it seems to be mostly interest rate related. The PPI number came in, and some thought it was a little hotter than it should have been. President Trump continues to say there's no signs of any inflation. Why has the Fed continued to raise rates so quickly? They're looking at a fourth rate hike in December. Today, the PPI report came out, and some thought it was a little hotter than expected. Up went interest rates, although they settled back down. Down went the bond market, and down has gone the stock market. Yes, we are in a full-blown correction here in the first week and a half of October, and we haven't even started earnings season yet. The market is apparently taking a preemptive strike here, predicting that there will be a lot of companies guiding lower. We had one other company report today. That's Fastenal, which last time I looked was still a member of the S&P 500. Fastenal down 5.6% so far here today after the big sell-off in PPG. So there's two down now and 498 more earnings reports to go over the next several weeks. On Friday, we'll get some of the big banks, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, etc. It's not helping the market. Sears Holdings, which I called a great short several years ago when I wrote an article, you can Google it, does anyone shop at Sears anymore? That stock is 38 cents per share this morning as they prepare a bankruptcy BK filing. They still operate 1,000 Sears and Kmart stores. Well, we'll see how many of those survive. This is now a micro cap at just $43 million in market capitalization. Sears Holding is again at 38 cents per share today. Why didn't they convert that Sears catalog into an online catalog before Amazon did? Instead, they got disrupted big time by an online retailer. Fastenal beat by 2 cents. They beat on revenues. But I guess that's not good enough. The stock is down 5.5%. All right. What does look good today? Well, Aetna certainly looks good today. I continue to own Aetna in my Premier Growth and in my income and growth portfolio. That deal is going through. I told you it would at 207, and plus you get some CVS stock. It's a combination of cash and stock. Aetna is hitting a new, almost a new high today. Aetna is up $2.36 at $206.08. I've got a nice profit in Aetna. So glad I met you. in both my conservative premier growth portfolio and in my income and growth portfolios. The company did pay a dividend. Its current dividend yield is 1%. I wouldn't buy Aetna today because the buyout price is 207 and it's at 206.15. I bought it down in the 180 area figuring this is a slam dunk. This deal's going to go through. Well, now you'll be able to buy health insurance through CVS. That's who's buying Aetna. The other one that doesn't look too bad here, it's selling off a little bit today, along with most everything else, is Boeing. Boeing reported today. Let's see. I saw that report here. Boeing reports Q3 total commercial airplane deliveries of 190. Now that's versus 190. That's versus 202 during the last comparable quarter. They've had 568 total deliveries so far this year. And that is up from last year. And they still have another 810 to 815 to deliver in the fourth quarter, which puts them in a big lead over Airbus. Let's check in and see how Boeing. It has been doing very well. It's been breaking out to new all-time highs recently. It got up almost to 380, 383, somewhere in there. Now it's at 373. It's down 3%. Today, I continue to own Boeing. Well, I got to tell you, my cash level, I'm a very methodical type of investor. I've had good performance this year. I have zero exposure to the emerging markets, which have been slammed. I have zero exposure to the bond market. The market is now correcting. I put in some pretty tight protective sell stops underneath a lot of stuff. Some triggered yesterday, 10 or 11. I would say another 5, 6 maybe have triggered this morning. So my cash level has risen to about 40% just by natural attrition. So you have to have some kind of sell discipline. If you're sitting there with a huge loss in a stock that's been clobbered, you've got to say to yourself, you know what? I don't have a proper sell discipline. I know it's a lot harder in many cases to know when to sell. It's easy to buy, you know, that buying impulse hits, that sudden impulse. And there you go, you're pulling the trigger. But that sell discipline, I think the word discipline is the key there. You have to be disciplined, and you have to be on this stuff all the time. Man, I put in 12 hours yesterday looking at all the news in the morning, trading throughout the day, putting in protective sell stops. It's very tedious. Boy, did my neck hurt last night. I had to take a couple of Excedrin. It's very time-consuming. But if you want to make money while the sun is shining and then protect when the clouds start to come in, that's called active management. It's time-consuming. And that's why most of my industry has gone to the passive. How's that working out for you? A passive method of investing where they just let you ride it down. You go right over the waterfalls. When I see these big firms that still have strong buy rankings on stocks that are now down 33%, there you go. Perfect example. All right. Exhibit A. Well, if you'd like to talk to us, there may be an opportunity here in the inverse funds coming up. I'm looking at a few today in vulnerable areas. 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.